In a few moments, the news. People's Bank, the pulse of the people. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
PM. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. The news edited by Darshana Ashoka Kumara and read by Steve Morrell. The President instructs officials to regulate international schools. The low-pressure area has formed in the east of Sri Lanka. 89,868 people in the Gampa and Colombo districts hit by bad weather. A national crop plan is to be introduced as a measure to adapt to climate changes. Increasing property prices marked in the rural areas as a result of government's ongoing development activities. Now for the news in detail. President Mahinda Rajapaksa has instructed the relevant officials to add the country's history, religion and mother language to the curricula of international schools. The President highlighted the having good knowledge of the country's history and civilization will help to mold a future generation which loves the motherland. The President directed the Minister of Education to take immediate measures to regulate activities of international schools. The Department of Meteorology announces that a low-pressure area has formed in the east of Sri Lanka and located about 800 kilometers east of Hambantota. The sea area beyond 300 kilometers from Hambantota will experience strong winds, rough conditions and intermittent rain. Fishing and naval community are requested to refrain from maritime activities in these sea areas. Generally, cloudy conditions will prevail over most parts of the island and showers of thunderstorms will be fairly widespread during the afternoon and night. Heavy rainfall are also likely at some places. Showers or thunder showers can be expected in the western, southern and Sabaragama provinces during the morning as well. The public are requested to be vigilant. Heavy rain, lightning and localized strong winds during thunderstorms could occur. Meanwhile, 89,868 people of 20,720 families in the Gampa and Colombo district have been displaced due to bad weather conditions. The Disaster Management Center told the SLBC that they are accommodated in 22 relief camps. The government expects to introduce a national crop plan to adapt to climate changes. Chief Executive Officer of the Hector Kobakadua Agrarian Research and Training Institute, E.M. Abiratna, told the SLBC that his organization has been entrusted by the Ministry of Agriculture to formulate the National Crop Plan. The plan is nearing completion. Expected release is planned for end of this year. It is to maintain crop stocks in the country to ensure stable price levels during extreme weather conditions. The island experienced fluctuations in vegetable and rice prices during incessant rains and droughts in recent years. Under the crop plan, the government is to introduce a timetable to cultivate certain crops to ensure uninterrupted supplies. This news broadcast comes to you from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
Minister of Economic Development Basil Rajapaksa says property prices of the rural areas have increased as a result of government's ongoing development activities. The government has focused serious attention on upgrading infrastructure in rural areas. He was speaking at the ceremony to lay the foundation stone of six-story building of the Gampa Hospital. He requested unwavering support of the public for the country's infrastructure advancement. The Ceylon Electricity Board explains that households which use electricity economically will not be affected by the tariff revision. He added that as per announcement of their president, no price hike will be effective for electricity users who consume up to 60 units. The electricity bills in between 90 and 95 units will also be given concessions. Deputy Minister of Health Lalit Dishanayake states that the number of medical consultants in the country has marked considerable growth. According to official figures, 1,800 medical consultants are practicing in the country. He added that many outstation hospitals such as Amblipitiya, Kahavatta, Balangoda and Ratnapura are equipped with physical and human resources to conduct serious surgery. Now to end the local news, the headlines again. The president instructs officials to regulate international schools. A low-pressure area has been formed in the east of Sri Lanka. 89,868 people in the Gampa and Colombo districts hit by the bad weather. The national crop plan is to be introduced as a measure to adapt to climate changes. Increase in property prices marked the rural areas as a result of the government's ongoing development activities. And that ends local news.
At the Jayashree Grand Draw from People's Bank, stand a fabulous chance to win one of the 9 brand new Suzuki Alto cars every month. Watch Light.
Watch Light. The Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Development Ministry announced that 11 fishermen, along with 2 fishing vessels, which were in the custody of the Indian Coast Guard, have been released. They will return to Sri Lanka on August 6th. These fishermen and their vessels were taken into custody in the area of Andhra Pradesh when they strayed into Indian maritime boundary lines. That ends Watch Light.
Heralding victory, providing unmatchable service, People's Leasing transforms the nation, embracing change as People's Leasing and Finance PLC. People's Leasing and Finance PLC, incorporated on 22nd August 1995, is licensed by the Monetary Board of the Central Bank of Sri Lanka under the Finance Business Act No. 42 of 2011 and rated AA-.
World News, brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited, the people's friendly lease.